हरे कृष्णा। इन भक्ति टू टॉक इज ऑल्सो टू वॉक द टॉक। वॉक द टॉक इज एन इडियोमेटिक वे ऑफ अर्जिंग पीपल टू नॉट जस्ट स्पीक माउथ लॉफ्टी प्रिंसिपल्स बट टू इम्प्लीमेंट देम एंड डेमॉन्स्ट्रेट देम इन देयर ओन लाइव्स। एंड दैट वॉकिंग द टॉक इज सेड टू हैव अ फार मोर ट्रांसफॉर्मेशनल इम्पैक्ट ऑन पीपल देन जस्ट टॉकिंग। And this is, walk your talk is a valid and valuable call. Because sometimes people may just speak lofty things and not at all live in conformity with them, which can be very alienating when people see this and people find it hypocritical. At the same time, when we say walk your talk, there is, don't just talk, walk your talk, if we say like this, there is an assumption there that, which does not apply to bhakti, and that is, that talking itself is walking in bhakti. Bhakti means to connect connect the human heart with the divine. And the way that happens is through our practical act, through using all our bodily resources, all our resources, bodily, mental, verbal, and that means even speaking. So speaking about Krishna, kirtanam is a very important limb of bhakti. And thus when we talk about Krishna, we are also walking the talk of connecting with Krishna. And this is in fact a very important way by which we can stay connected with Krishna and move closer to Him, to talk steadily about Him. Now moving forwards, there is of course the same problem that if you just talk and don't walk, then that can be superficial or hypocritical. But if we are talking and we are striving sincerely to walk the talk also, that means we are talking about spiritual principles, and we are striving according to our capacity to live according to those principles, then we are moving forward steadily towards Krishna, and the talking is a part of the moving forward towards Krishna. Now, at one level, talking itself is walking, because talking connects us with Krishna. When we speak about Krishna, that itself purifies us. Further, talking also activates our conscience, because when you talk about principle-centered living, our conscience pushes us to actually live according to principles, because we know otherwise we will be hypocritical. And none of us wants to be hypocritical, so at least not consciously. So that also activates our conscience, and it sometimes we tend to forget the principles that we want to live according to. But when we talk, we are reminded of those principles repeatedly. And further, talking about Krishna often to people, especially people who can be connected with Him, who can be brought to Him, that pleases Krishna very much. Krishna says this is those who do this are most dear to Him. He says that idam paramam guhyam mad bhakteshu abhidhasyati bhaktim mai param krutva mame vaishatya samshayah. So idam paramam guhyam, this confidential knowledge, mad bhakteshu abhidhasyati, those who tell it to the devotees, those who are devotionally minded, bhaktim mai param krutva, as people will perform pure devotional service. That means Krishna will grant them pure devotional service. And mame vaishatya samshayah, and in this way they will surely come to me. So talking itself is a part of the walking that will take us towards Krishna. Therefore, by all means we need to walk the talk, but we don't need to discount the talk, because the talk is also a part of the walk. Thank you. Hare Krishna.